AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donoghue.
Vous n'avez pas un officier d'état-major.
European Union leaders are holding emergency summit talks on Ukraine.
To beef up their own military defences and make sure Ukraine will still be properly protected by its allies. Friedrich Merz, the likely next Chancellor of Germany, and summit chair Antonio Costa discussed ways to fortify Europe's defences on a short deadline. Meanwhile, French President Emmanuel Macron said he would confer with his EU counterparts about the possibility to use France's nuclear deterrent to protect the continent from Russian threats. I'm Karen Chavas.
On social media, President Trump delivered what he called his last message to Hamas to release all hostages from Gaza. It comes after the White House said an envoy is holding direct talks with Hamas. This is White House Press Secretary Caroline Levitt.
Dialogue and talking to people around the world to do what's in the best interest of the American people is something that the president has proven is what he believes is a good faith effort to do what's right for the American people.
The president's message to Hamas read, release all of the hostages now, not later, and immediately return all of the dead bodies of the people you murdered, or it is over for you. On Capitol Hill, Elon Musk met with congressional Republicans about turning his DOGE cuts into law.
There's a lot of opportunity to improve expenditures in the government, and then we're making good progress.
The Trump administration is fighting in court and in the court of public opinion over the budget cuts tearing through the federal government. The Vatican says 88-year-old Pope Francis had a peaceful night. He's been in a Rome hospital for 3 weeks being treated for pneumonia. European shares opened mostly lower. U.S. futures dropped after President Trump's decision to give a one-month tariff exemption for U.S. automakers. This is AP News. President Trump's order to stop making pennies is having an impact for one sector of souvenir sellers. Pennies are in demand at tourist spots to get them squished and given a new design. Aaron Zablo's kids in New Jersey had choices like Paw Patrol or SpongeBob.
I know that it costs more to make a penny than it's actually worth, but we're big fans of the penny. Keep the penny.
It cost 4 cents to make a penny. Alan Fleming's company owns penny press machines.
We have a stock currently of about 25,000 brand new uncirculated cents, and I'm not sure where we're going to get more.
There is no sign yet the mint will actually stop making pennies. But if it happens, Fleming says he may have to go to Washington.
I have to speak to President Trump and Elon Musk and see if we can cut a deal on buying millions of pennies from them.
Critics say the mint could stop printing the copper coins tomorrow and see little widespread effect for decades. I'm Ed Donoghue, AP News.
Your vehicle doesn't just get you from here to there. It's a bridge to the people and places that matter most. It's how you show up for your family, your community, and everyone else that depends on you. That's why for 125 years, Firestone has been building tires with one thing in mind: to deliver products that are as reliable as you are. Firestone, always dependable since 1900.
Ever thought about Botox but worry you'll look, well, overdone? You're not alone. That's exactly why so many people choose Caps. Their approach is all about keeping your expression natural, because Botox shouldn't freeze your face. It should refresh it. At Caps, treatments are performed by licensed nurses known for precise and subtle refined enhancements, all overseen by nationally ranked plastic surgeons. Now's the perfect time to start Botox. Book your first appointment and receive a $50 Caps MedSpa gift card. Schedule today at experiencecaps.com. Caps, where confidence begins.